Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Today is Monday. The date is April 19th. So, let's do a sample here of an emotional clearing. Online on the website, you can have an emotional clearing for your whole life. It costs $5 for each year of your life. So just take your age times $5. And you can get rid of the stuff that you're recycling daily throughout your life to give you situations, because remember, your body will keep recycling this over and over again. So if you want relief, it's only like a half an hour away. All you have to do is get on and have a clearing. And then all of a sudden you're going to see, wow, all the stuff that's been bothering me, all my past relationships, remember, life is a relationship here, will be discharged from you. So if you had anything, a bankruptcy, for instance, maybe you've had about 5 divorces and, you know, you're having difficulties, you know, and you are, maybe you're afraid to date the opposite sex or the same sex or something, you know. Well, you just have that clearing done because it takes away the trauma. And we keep recycling that. This is why the emotional clearing is definitely a must. And the lightship doesn't need to know your situation of what you're thinking about or what happened to you, because believe me, there's so much that goes on daily that you wouldn't even be able to write down the millions of things of thoughts that are controlling you. And this is how it gets presented to you. It comes up from the past, and all of a sudden you wonder why things are happening to you in your life. It's just because you're recycling that energy, because like I say on most of the shows, your physical body will kill itself to get well. And it will keep recycling these traumas day after day, year after year, and this is what happened. So here we go. This is a sample of an emotional clearing. So for you to really see how this works and how quick it is, I want you to think of a problem that you had and think of it right now. And here we go. We're going to release that energy from you on a count of 5 to command the energy. Just think of the situation. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And for those of you who live in your feeling body, remember these are energetic bodies that are invisible. We'll do a clearing for that. So for most people, this is like icing on the cake. Although if you live in your feeling body, you're going to really recognize that this really works for you, because you're going to actually feel the energy leave also. And people who normally live in feelings will have a much more widening experience, we'll say, when I do this clearing. Emotional ones are just like, I'll explain the difference. Your emotional body holds the energy, so I'll just say that you're having, we'll say, the stove on and the burner, you know, and, you know, the flame is up, and you put your finger on it accidentally in the flame, and you get burned. Well, an emotional person will go, wow, you know, that hurts. Well, a person who lives in feelings, they're going to be ranting and raving and complaining about it and, you know, jumping up and down. And they'll be telling all their friends about what happened to them, because that's the feelings that they're experiencing. So if you use feelings in your life, then you need to have a feeling body healing also. Does not take the place of the emotional one. It just goes deeper. So here's a feeling body. So think of that incident. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So I'm having difficulty myself getting on BBS. As I click on it, nothing comes up. I have a white screen, so I don't know what that's about. Annika, you out there in cyberspace?
I am. Yes, Ron, I'm having the same issue here. We are on today with Ron Amatron and Creation Lightship as per normal Monday. And Ron just did the emotional and feeling body samples. And unfortunately, I cannot see the fast chat. So sorry about that, everyone. I'm hoping to get to that soon, because you're welcome with your questions and suggestions for Ron on there, what you want to talk about today and what you want this show to be to bring up for you. And we welcome callers. And if you go to bbsradio.com and go to Station 1, you will see a few numbers there. There's, for instance, the first number is a toll-free number for BBS. It's toll-free from the U.S. and Canada, and we will take callers, and we welcome you to call in. As of right now, I still cannot see anything. So I don't know what to do about that, Ron. Sorry, but I'm hoping that that's going to start working soon.
Yes, so I don't have, I'm trying it again here. I don't have anything on BBS at all.
Yeah.
Back chat, no BBS or anything. So anyway, let's do another sample clearing. So we'll do a mental body clearing for people. This is for people who live, we'll say, more in their heads. And here we go. Again, this will help to balance your left and right brain. If you have a situation mentally, you might feel some relief from it. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's cleared out. Okay. So if anybody wants to call in, please do so. Let's just keep doing some sample here, healings here until someone calls in. We had a wonderful 8-hour call yesterday, and also we had a 4-hour call on Saturday. So both of those calls were excellent, getting rid of alien things out of us and ascension preparation. So what I do now is a chakra alignment for everybody. So here we go. Maybe somebody can even call in BBS and tell them that we have a problem getting their website up. So here we go. Chakra alignment. Go to your heart center. Reposition that. Good. And go up to, now to your throat chakra. Third eye. And double check the heart again. Feels good. Okay, now moving over to solar plexus. And second chakra. And first chakra. And here we go. Let's do a opening here. So you may feel the energy moving in your body. Here we go. Heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra. Spin, 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 and open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, Annika, I'll just turn it back over to you.
So thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, it was a fantastic weekend. We did 4 hours on Saturday, and we did 8 hours yesterday, Sunday. And I just want to mention, if some of you are thinking, how can I sit there and listen to Ron for that long? Well, if you do that, it's actually not that hard. But if you have other things to do, you will still be able to be on those calls absentee. So if it's hard for you to be on a call because you have work or you have family obligations or something like that, then always just let Ron know that you want to be absentee and you will still feel it. And so finally, I have fast chat here, which I'm very happy about.
So
I can
audio,
see
Annika.
A few people
on
there. Welcome, Mike, Marie, Earl, and Everett. So great to see you. And if you are new to Ron and the Creation Lightship, it's a wonderful way to go on the fast chat. The fast chat is usually such a treat to see what other people are putting on theirs.
BBS Radio. Okay, hopefully we're back again. I don't know what we actually got through with this program, so what came through to the people. So let's do an emotional clearing. we'll start over again. So think of a situation in your life that you're dealing with or have dealt with in the past. Could be 20, 30, you know, 80 years ago. Depends how old you are listening. So here we go. Think of something. I'll clear it out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's done. Do your feeling body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are invisible bodies. That one's cleared. And mental body. This will help to balance your right and left brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So these bodies are put in place by the Earth Spirit only because we use mind energy here. This planet is a planet of mind and time. And we're controlled by those two things here. Unfortunately, light did not produce those and did not create these two different energies that we live in and under. So these two energies are under, are putting us under the main common denominator of control, mind control. And remember, this is why time is speeding up, because we're not, we're losing more of our consciousness because they want us to have the time speed up at ascension time so that we're not able to focus and to be out of time. So this keeps you very, very busy. You go, wow, what happened to the day? I got to do stuff here. And all of a sudden the day goes by and it's gone. So let's do another sample clearing. We'll do a chakra alignment. So here we go. Heart chakra, good. And throat chakra, third eye. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Here we go. Let's do an opening. So use the word spin. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And going up now to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. And now below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. So just kind of feel how your body feels here. And what we're going to do next is an entity clearing. So we'll take away entities from you, working with the bottom of your feet. Here we go. So releasing them, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And working up now to your knees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And moving up to your waist. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going up a little further here. And we're going up now solar plex area. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And shoulders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Down your arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And neck and head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. And we'll see if anything's on the fast chat here. I haven't even clicked on mine yet, so I'll see if mine's working.
Yeah.
Back to you, Annika.
Okay. So thank you all for hanging in there while we were trying to figure out the sound. So I wanted to welcome callers, and the call-in numbers are 888-815-9756, and that is toll-free. And then we have three other other lines. So if you go to bbsradio.com, station one, and check under there, there are the other numbers. And I also did put them in over the fast chat too. So I just see a lot of, right now we've just had a few happy people saying that they could hear us. So that was great. Thank you for doing that. And Amin is mentioning that there is the February 2010 lecture as an online video. And it is on our site, and I have seen it actually on YouTube myself. I think that was the one that was on YouTube. So if you go to the website, you have different great videos if you haven't seen them yet. If you scroll over to the right hand side, when you come to the first page, the starting page or the landing page there, And there sounds like we have a caller. Maybe there's somebody out there who wants to comment on that video or whatever we did on the weekend. Is there anybody there?
Hi. Who's there?
Okay. Hi, Marie. Okay, I guess you can hear me.
Hi, Marie.
Okay, hi. Hi, Ron. I have actually two questions, but first one. Yesterday, towards the end of the call, I had an experience. It's just so weird. We were doing the spirit infusion 15 minutes toward the end. I'm sitting there relaxed and everything. Now, someone walks in there from my household. I was in the kitchen dining area. But I have to tell you that, you know, I didn't bother cooking. That person came in and was looking for a sandwich to eat. And I'm thinking probably he was a little angry that I didn't cook that day. Maybe sending me some bad thoughts. I don't know. But I felt a little uncomfortable, some flutter, very uncomfortable around my heart on the left side of my chest in that area. I thought about it for a moment, and it felt like maybe it was like my chakras. Maybe it's a psychic attack. He wasn't angry. There wasn't food in the house. So just wondering what are your views on that or what I can do to avoid that in the future.
Okay. You could probably do the simplest thing would be the auric field protection. That could help you out a lot. Then naturally, maybe the dark side practitioner. A lot of people have that as the unlimited to get stuff warded off them. Also, I think we have on the self-empowerment page, you can go on there too and release energies too. That would be like spells and curses, which is kind of what that would be anyway. Remember, just because it might not sound like it's that bad to you, you know, somebody is projecting energy, and the energy, which would be a negative thought form, I'm going to be putting up, I think, a negativity clearing too for people. But any kind of negative thought is a psychic attack, is a spell, is a hex, because along with that, they're giving you some type of energy that maybe they hate you or, you know, something like that. So you are going to have some type of an effect to your body. This is why we have the invisible bodies around us to protect us. Otherwise, your physical body would take that psychic attack and probably actually kill it. But naturally, a lot of these bodies get overwhelmed, so they can't buffer as much as they're supposed to because they haven't ever been cleaned out. So I would say first try maybe the auric field protection. That might be able to help you because that normally prevents people from courting you. Although if the mind energy is really strong, then that may not work. But you could try that, I think. I'd recommend probably that one first.
Well, actually, as soon as that person left the room, it subsided. That's how I knew it was coming from him. And I was okay. And maybe, I don't know, maybe like you realize I was a little unstable, and then maybe they brought in extra energy to help me. As soon as he left the room,
away. Just a question. Do you think you put out energy of the person who walked into your household to see what they were doing? Or do you think that they came to you?
No, it's someone who lives there, actually.
But if they walk into your house, you put out a feeler to them to see what's going on. You know, people do that sometimes. Or do they put a feeler out to you? Same way, you know, because if you put out a feeler to somebody and they're upset, you're going to feel that energy, too, like a psychic attack as you connect to them. So, you know, it could work both ways. And the person just could be angry, and now all of a sudden that anger gets transferred to you, and they might not even be projecting it to you.
Okay.
So in a sense, you know, you could have been courting them to see what they're doing, you know. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. All right, that's what I think. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you, Marie. That was great. So what do you have to say about that, Ron? Maybe you want to elaborate a little bit more for Marie?
Well, it all depends how you hold your energy. You know, she's probably holding pretty well with the call. Although, naturally, when somebody comes in, if you're a little sidetracked or something, then that could definitely happen. Or, you know, you could be putting your own energy out. I would say more than likely it probably was somebody else's energy coming to her. But, you know, on a regular situation where you're just living your life, it could work both ways. So, let's see. Got here talking about something, sinus work. So let's do a sinus clearing for people.
That would be great.
Here we go. So we'll just start working with your head. And here we go. And we'll bring in an oxygen to help you on that healing process here. We'll bring in number 87 is going to come in right now. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I just wonder if people are seeing bees around this year. I know last year there wasn't very many bees. They have pollen, but no bees. Anybody wants to comment on that, if they seen bees around right now and all the flowers, that'd be very nice. So here we go, you know, like it used to be in the old days. And here we go, still taking away some energy. Different oxygen is going to be coming now, number 95. So we'll pick with 95 oxygen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Okay. So we'll see how that helps you out there, Mike, and whoever else has a problem with pollen and just a sinus condition from this time of year. So I'd like to know if anybody else has seen a lot of the animal clouds in the skies. That was real common the last couple of days. Maybe you can call in if you've seen the animal clouds, if you've seen the clouds like they're supposed to be, without the flat bottoms and the weird-looking ones. If you've just seen regular clouds out there, a lot of times they'll take the form of animals. So if anybody has seen them the last couple of days, it'd be interesting to note and to call us up and let us know. So, Annika, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I really do need work on my sinuses, so thank you so much. Something is happening from that, I think, today for me. Yeah, so I've just been feeling a bit of a shift happening with that, so thank you. I needed that. And I have seen bees. I have seen bushes full of them, and I was very, very happy to see that. And, yeah, Marie R. saw one large one yesterday. It was a big bumblebee, so that's great. And, yeah, it was near my friend's house. There's a big bush full of it, and we were going to try to actually bring a beehive over to see if they would start to inhabit that. I don't know much about handling bees, but yeah, she was gonna do some research on that, so that's good. And yeah, it's also those clouds, you know, I've seen those too, Ron. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'll look out for those things because I'm around you. I don't know, but yeah, I have definitely seen a lot of animal clouds. So, but I did know you mentioned that a couple of days ago too. So maybe I was looking more, you know, after you mentioned it. So that could just be too. You see it more when it comes into your awareness.
Yes, that is correct.
You know, like even the movies you've talked about and all that. It is. I wouldn't have noticed the things like in Avatar like I did. Even the first time I saw it, I could see right away about the little octopus energies, and I think actually I told you about that, because I wouldn't have seen that at first, but now I can say I can see so much more, I notice so much more. It's interesting how, you know, even though you get aware of certain things that are not necessarily that good to even, you know, sometimes you don't really want to know. But I do want to know because it does make a difference to be more aware. And you know where to go and you know where to not go, you know. Easier to discern. And I think I heard a beep. So maybe somebody's out there wanting to talk. Who's out there?
Brooke.
Hi, Brooke.
Oh, hi, how are you? I had a comment to make about the clouds because I actually, in the last few days, have noticed dragons and all kinds of things, and I usually don't look out for that. So I wondered what the significance was, good or bad.
Oh, it's good. So,
oh, is it?
Very good. Remember, they've always been with us, you know, until, I don't know, I sort of saw them disappear, I would say probably for 3 or 4 years. Not being able to see them, you know, that they wouldn't.
Are we talking about the bees or the clouds?
The clouds.
Yeah, the clouds. Yeah, you mean that it's new that they're showing up as animals?
No. They have always had animal faces and animal appearances, you know, in the old days. Okay, because you could look up and see things. You go, wow, look at this thing. It looks like, you know, like a dragon, for instance, or like a dog or a cat or. You know, maybe, you know, just some type of animal, figure. So that has always been there. And there are people who like to, look at clouds to see what they can pick out, you know, and find. And then all
right.
of a sudden, we got taken over by the alien faces. So have you ever seen an alien face up there? They look like a gray. They have their skeleton head. That's
well, you know,
prominent.
I saw a dragon, I saw a whale, and I mean, it just, I wasn't looking for anything. I was just generally looking out the window, and it just caught my eye.
Yeah, well, before a couple of days ago, all you would see is alien heads.
Oh, my
which
goodness.
Look like skeleton heads.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So for probably 3 or 4 years, we basically have had those things peering at us, along with the flat-bottom clouds.
Right.
And so,
are the animals a good sign, or it's more the alien?
No, the animals fight the darkness.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
So I wanted to ask you. Opened up, shooting out fire, you know.
Right.
And you're going to see them actually attacking the aliens.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Ship clouds, so yeah. They're back again. So that means that somehow they're able to come forward now to do more work to help us out here. So they've always been with us until probably about maybe 3-4 years ago. And then the aliens took over the skies.
Right. Well,
and now they're back again.
You're endlessly surprising, Ron, because you're so right on. I wanted to ask you, maybe this is a frivolous question, but are sharks of the light, are they created by the light or the dark?
Oh, no, they're
sharks.
In the dark.
They are?
Yeah, they're of the darkness. Okay. And I'll go on further with the clouds. So, you know, we're talking real time right now. So what you can do is get any kind of DVD out there that's been made, you know, recently. And even the older ones. And when you look at the clouds, look in the background, and you're going to be seeing the ship clouds. Okay, it doesn't matter where the film was filmed. And they're going to be flat bottom clouds. And then also look for skeleton heads, okay? And you probably know what a gray ET looks like, sort of, you know, with the, you know, the eyes that are kind of, you know, oval, you know. You're going to see those in there, too. So I'm not saying that the grays are bad, okay? I'm just saying that this is how they look, because we have, you know, the picture of grays, sort of, you know, that's been out for quite a while now.
Right.
Most people know what the grays look like because it's in heavily brought to us in mass consciousness, okay?
Right.
All you have to do is look and, you know, go to any movie that you have, you know, any DVD that you rent, and you're going to see that you're going to be finding almost all of them within 10 minutes of time if they show you a background setting, or even look at the news that you see now on TV, you know, from different locations. Even on the Weather Channel, you know, where they showed, you know, glimpses of the past. You're going to actually see the gray heads, the skeleton heads, I should say, actually probably leaving the grays out of them. They look like skeleton heads, kind of snarling at you, okay, looking mean. And that's how they look. They're up there in the skies looking at you. And so this is not, you know, a thing that just happened right now. It's in all the different DVDs that you watch. Now, if you get an old movie, you know, maybe an old black and white movie or something, you're going to see the clouds the way they're supposed to be. Nice, round clouds, puffy clouds. So it kind of just depends how old you are, you know, and what you're used to. If you're just growing up.
Yeah, I remember the fluffy clouds.
Have you ever seen the puffy clouds? Are you used to those?
Oh, yes. When I was younger, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
cumulus. We call them cumulus clouds.
Yeah. 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 So the younger people now, you know, maybe who are, you know, teenagers or early 20s or something, they don't know anything about what clouds are supposed to look like because they haven't seen them. Interesting.
Tom, what is your sense of how effective the removal of these energies are that don't enhance life? Is it going, do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
how is the light chip doing with dealing with these things? I know we have to do our personal clearings.
Yeah,
by the way, the feeling clearing actually.
Helping. You know, you have to realize that humanity here is like in this big, gigantic, like Titanic, okay? And there's a few people who have spoons to bail the water out as it's sinking. And all the other people in there who don't have spoons are going to church regularly and praying to the aliens to bring in more water into this sinking ship. Okay? So, how's it working? Well, the light ship is here, but you have to want to believe in the teachings of Jesus, which is basically go within, have you connect to your spirit. You know, that's what he talked about. And so, you know, the light ship is here for ascension. And the earth spirit's getting, you know, more empowered now because it was also taken down by the darkness. So it's fighting for its life, its survival. So, you know, it is getting better. The earth spirit's, you know, around 12% right now. Last November, it was a 3%, basically dead. And so it is getting better. As far as, you know, you could ask yourself, you know, are my neighbors still going to church every day? Is there people knocking on your door trying to sell you religion? You know, are all the wars in the country, you know, in the world here stopped? Are people, you know, smiling at you every day? Well, you know, that's because of the mind control patterns. So if the mind control patterns and the aliens got taken off of us, you know, and they left us alone, put it that way, then we have a wonderful race of people here. But everybody's controlled. And remember, it's the races that are fighting amongst us here, and they're using us. So the genetics and the people are down here, and those particular races are probably having a galactic war with another race, which is, you know, brought down here to us. So just making it very simplistic here, you have, in a sense, you know, if you look at Ireland, you have the Protestants and the Catholics, okay? And so those different races of ETs that happen to come into the religious aspect are aligned with, say, the Christianity, you know, aliens, we'll say, that are bringing forth their agenda. And then you have the Catholics bringing forth their agenda, the Protestants and the Catholics. So you have actually a war going on with two different ET races. And also this is what happens as we start taking out these energies out of us here, these shadow bodies. This is why some people you don't get along with at all, because it's a different race in there that's coming forward inside of the body. And all they want to do is fight each other, which is probably why we have fights here and also wars. So is it getting better? Yeah, I don't know. You know, do you see it getting better? You know, people say it's getting better. I would like to think it is. If you're getting better, that's all that counts. You can't go by anybody else, okay? Remember, everybody else is in the Titanic sinking unless they happen to connect to their own spirit. And the ones that are connected to their spirit, you know, they have a little teaspoon trying to help out the Titanic from sinking, okay? So does that help you at all?
Well, it sort of seems to be that, you know, if you're working on yourself, then you can get off the ship altogether.
Yeah, that's true. Then
the Titanic, I mean, you know.
Yeah, then you're off of it. Yeah, yeah.
So are you still there, Brooke? I don't know. Maybe she left. But, yeah, I was really grateful to hear her different comments. And, Yeah, I mean, if it's helping or not, I definitely am very grateful that it's helping me, and I know that that sounds selfish, you know, but those removals of the dark energies that I guess that was partially what she was meaning, Ron, was those removals that we do when the dark beings can go to the light that you do sometimes.
Yeah, we'll do that right now. That's very nice. So
yeah.
Here we go. So if you feel anything in your body move, twitch, if your body shakes, quivers, you get chills, maybe you get hot or cold, these energies will be leaving. So let's bring up the monitor screen here and bring up the light beam. We'll bring in the males, and then we'll take these aliens that are inhabiting your body, known or unknown to you. These life forms that would like to go to the light will now let them have the opportunity to do so. So here we go. Bring up the light beam and increase the energy of it. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's get these energies to go to the light if they wish to. Otherwise, they can't do it. They need help. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as they leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we'll see if we have any comments coming in from people. See if they had any feeling of something leaving them. Hopefully, they did. And let's now bring in some peace energy through the light beam. So, stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Okay, and since we're talking about different ways to help ourselves, you know, to get more of our spirit back into our body, which is all of what this show is about and what, you know, the main thing of your work, Ron, is about, to remove what we don't, what is not us, and bring more back of what really is us. So Braven has a question about how do you create a protective force shield around yourself. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron.
But all you could do is probably do the auric field protection. Your spirit is what's going to protect you. So if you're asking me how to protect yourself, when you only have maybe 15-20% of your body of your spirit, it's pretty difficult to do, okay? Because your spirit has to be in you to protect you. So bringing something outside of yourself, you know, you could do the aura field protection, which will help. But I guess the question should be, when I'm in my body 100% or at least 90% of my body, let's say that, am I protected? And I'll say, yeah, you're protected quite a bit. Okay? So, everything that you have, everything that's spiritual with you is your spirit. And you have to get that in you. That's why we do all these different sessions for people. So that you're able to connect more with your spirit and have your spirit in your body to give you that protection. So nothing really is going to come outside of yourself, because your spirit is the conduit for everything that you wish to ask for and do. So, and you know, to get information on. So the whole thing is your spirit. No spirit, no protection. And that's basically it. So, and that's the same way with your healing abilities. How much energy do you have in your body of your spirit? Are you only 20% there? So if you are, then where's your spirit? You know, where's the other 80%? Okay, number one. And when you do a healing, if you only have 80% of the energy to heal you, you know, only expect a 20% healing typically, because you need your whole spirit to help you. So this is the way it is. And, it's unfortunate that, the dark side is here to help take your spirit out of your body. And like I said, in the more recent shows here, is that the darkness needs to have you with 20% on your body. So that's how they get the trauma out of you and stuff. If you're lower, they probably would not like you as much. So they find a way to kick out 80% of you, steal that part of you, steal your soul. This practitioner is doing that daily here, you know, doing attunements on people, different types of healings, connecting outside of yourself to something, you know, bringing in different energies. You know, you all know about that stuff. And so they're stealing part of you. Even if the person looks beautiful and nice and they're very charming and, you know, they went to all these mystery schools, you know, if you have anybody who mentions mystery schools to you, I would highly recommend that you run, don't walk, because they're bringing in darkness to you. If you've had mystery school training or something, then what did that get you? How much tied up are you in the darkness? So I'd get on the dark side practitioner clearing to get this stuff out of you. Because remember, curiosity killed the cat, you know? And you're the cat. And how many lives do you have left, you know, before the dark side takes you down completely? So the main thing is your self-empowerment is your spirit. Without your spirit, you're not empowered. You're just like a dark side being. And that's what they want out of you, and they want to steal that from you. And that's your protection. So that's the common denominator there. You want healing. You want to have manifestations in the light. Anything that you do here, you need to have your spirit with you. So back to you, Annika.
So do you want to mention also the commanding your spirit, and I'll increase my life force energy? Maybe how to do that, because it's fairly simple and a good one to do every day. And, of course, dropping us into get us heart-centered.
Yeah, so let's just do both of those. Let's drop your mind to your heart, which is your thoughts inside of your head. So your body does have thoughts. There is something inside of yourself that has a thought, okay? And what does it tap into? You know, it's like having the fork in the road. Is that thought going to go to the darkness in your head? You know, that communication channel, we'll say? Or is it going to go to your heart center? So remember, everybody can think inside of their head and have a thought. And so just kind of think of it as like a computer cord, like a USB cord. And it's going to get plugged in somewhere. So, you know, plug it into mass consciousness, mind energy, collective consciousness, you know, universal mind, the darkness, the time energy, all that, the predictions, all that, that link is going to connect you to the darkness energy of the aliens. So if you want to choose that, the light will allow you to do that because you have free choice, free will. But more so, I hope that you go to your heart and connect to your heart with that connector. And the voice will be the same to you. Typically, you're not going to hear a different voice. It's not going to sound, you know, like some, you know, wonderful person talking to you, you know, like some divine energies, like you're hearing some of the channelings of people, you know, oh, blessed ones, we're so happy to have you here tonight. You know, you're these wonderful people. You've all heard this stuff before. No, it doesn't sound like that. It's you. So are you talking to the real you, or are you talking to the you inside of your head that the darkness cloned for you? So let's drop you down to your heart so you can be heart-centered. And then you're out of time. And that's the way you know if you're heart-centered or not, or if you're connecting to the right place, is if the time stops for you. And then try to get a negative thought or a positive thought. They're both the same. They're in judgment. So if you don't have a judgment thought, then you're in the right place. Here we go, dropping down. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, try to think of a negative thought now. Your thought should come from your chest area. And for the first time doing this here, you're going to be say, wow, this is really strange because I don't have any interference now. My mind is quiet, and all I feel is peace. That means that you're in your heart center. Remember, the darkness cannot give you peace. They don't know what peace is. They only know about control. So they haven't been able so far to clone peace because they haven't been able to get into the spirit energy to do that. And what we're going to do next is to increase your life force energy. So I'd like everybody to kind of put their hands together in front of them, move your palms facing toward each other, and move your hands slowly till your body tells you, not your mind, but your body tells you where the energy field is. For most people, it'll be at least 3 inches to maybe a foot. And just kind of move your hands slowly inward until you feel it, then stop. Say the affirmation out loud that I'll repeat now, which is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And we'll say that 10 times. And then move your hands apart after you say the affirmation and come in slowly again. And you're going to find that the energy between the palm of your hands has increased. You have further distance between them. And maybe after about 4 or 5 times, your hands should be straight out alongside of you. So don't try to mentalize it because your mind cannot tell you where the energy is. Your body will. Remember, your body has its own consciousness. So here we go. Sample and say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart further. Sample. I now increase my life force energy. And again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, you should feel charged up quite a bit. So again, keep doing this here. And we'll do it a few more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 You should be getting hot by now. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, Annika, are you still there?
Okay, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just so enjoying this life force energy. It's so good. So always feel good when I do this, and when you do it with all of us, it's really powerful. So thank you. And I wanted to mention, come back to our show on Wednesday and Friday, and after BBS show on Friday, we are having another Q&A call with Ron. It's a question and answer call, and the number for that will be right after the show on Friday. And the Friday show is at 6:55 till 7:55, so right at 8, and I'm talking Pacific Standard Time now. So that will be 8 p.m. Pacific, so that's going to be 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And that is, the number for that is 646 519-5800. PIN is 9009. And I will put that also on the fast chat for you that are on there today. And, yeah, we're almost coming to the end of our show. The other question that I wanted to bring up, well, actually there's two that I see here, Ron, but we probably won't have time to mention anything for that, but, or maybe just a little bit. So Joni has pain in her neck, and Braven was also asking about the volcano eruption with dark clouds, if there's any comments before we end the show today.
Well, the Earth will never harm itself, and harm people or things. So it was created in the light. So anything that happens here that causes devastation is typically almost always from the darkness, okay? Although it could be stated a little bit that maybe the Earth is going through a purification to get rid of the darkness energy. So maybe another way of looking at it, possibly the darkness, maybe those volcanoes had alien ships in there, so they wanted to get rid of them, or the Earth spirit did, or they being the light ship in the Earth spirit. So that's a possibility, too. I'm not privileged to that information. My role here is just strictly to do healings for people, to get people more conscious. But, typically the Earth spirit does not want to harm anything that it created, because that would be useless. It's not, it doesn't judge anything, so why would it want to destroy something? But it's possible that maybe alien ships were in that volcano. Maybe that was a landing base, and it wanted to get rid of them. That could be true, too. But you'd have to ask your spirit that information. So I hope that helped out. Let me just put some energy. Bring up the light beam here for healing. People can request their healing right now as we get off the air here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. I have a conference call coming up now. I also have another program, Ask One Radio, a couple hours. I think it's 7 o'clock Pacific. And we'll see you on BBS again on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings.
Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And we'll see you later, everybody. And do come on those 8-hour calls on Sunday. It's quite something. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Blessings.